Hey, he is one of the biggest names in entertainment. His seventh studio album, Looking for Myself, is in stores now. Usher joins the Ralphie Show. Usher, I know it was only 11 days ago, so happy belated birthday.
Yeah, man, thank you so much, man.
What'd you do to celebrate?
I happened to be in London, so, you know, I had to get out a little bit, had some friends and family at a club or something like that, and then on to the after spot. You know, just had a good time, man.
You know, I saw on your Twitter, you tweeted out a photo of a brunch you had for your birthday. Had a nice little plate going on there, a little Guinness brew, so everything's well. And then there's somebody flipping off the camera. Who was that?
Yeah, that was my lovely guest. You know, I took pictures of all of my meals. You know what I'm saying? That day. And then the big one at the end of the night was with Ridley Scott and Tom Cruise. Actually ended up having a dinner with them. I had a dinner by myself, and then we kind of ended up kind of being one party. I really had a good time on my birthday. I don't really make too big of a deal on my in-betweens. You know what I mean? Like 35 would probably be a major, major joint. 30, 25, 20. 21, those are the ones that are major.
So do you think when you get to 35 next year, you'll be more retrospective and kind of look back on your life and on your career a little bit more than
Hell
maybe you did
no.
recently?
Hell no, I'm going to party like a rock star. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do everything that I should have been doing for the last 5 years, which I have, and going to do it more.
I like the attitude. I like it. We got Usher right now on the Ralphie Show. I know you're getting ready next year for The Voice. I had Adam Levine on the show last week. He said you two have hung out a couple times. He's looking forward to working with you. I think you've linked up already with Adam and Blake as well, right? What's your vibe with them?
Yeah, no. We've actually been able to meet, greet, have a good time out in Los Angeles, and the show is going to be incredible, man. You know, I think what they've done, you know, with, you know, the talent that they coached, they go through the process of finding people who are at least at a place where they can either take constructive criticism or that they be a part of the show, and we really help make them the artists that they can be. It's a respectful place, a respectful vibe. I came in, had a good time. It's been pleasant, man. It's really been like a really great fit. And really for me, just showing a different facet of my personality. People don't get a chance to know me.
Absolutely. Usher here on the Ralphie Show. You're in New York right now, gearing up for a benefit tonight. Pencils of Promise, correct?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is, I believe, I saw my buddy Gabe Supporter from Cobra Starship tweeting about this. You're basically helping to educate kids and build schools in third world countries, correct?
Yes, that is correct, as well as show support for education, period. Not only in third world countries, but obviously here in America, education has to be a priority. And all of the philanthropic work that, you know, Adam Braun has done with Pencils of Promise far exceeds just, you know, signing a check. It's being hands-on.
No stranger to New York, you are, Usher, and I know you've done some stuff on Broadway, off Broadway as well. The Voice coming up, surely you're focused with that, but could you see yourself getting back into that at some point? Or?
That's right. Well, I enjoyed it, so who knows? I thought about it. Actually, I was looking at Scandalous, I think is something that I heard is out, and I actually saw Book of Mormons, and being able to go to things like Fuerza Bruta and stuff like that, see off-Broadway plays, it gives me an opportunity to do something that's kind of out of the box. I've done Broadway. Who knows? I may go back and do it again, may do something off-Broadway, but that's not in my plans right now. I'm not really thinking of that. But every time I come to New York, I'm always kind of blown away by the production and the talent.
You know, you've done so much with your recording career. It really sounds like you're trying to diversify and kind of stay motivated by branching out and doing all these different things. Would I be correct with that assessment?
You're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, rather it's acting, dancing, writing, producing, developing, mentoring, coaching.
Somebody, of course, you have mentored quite a great deal, Justin Bieber. You know, I was listening to his track Boyfriend, and I hear him at the end do the little yeah girl, and I immediately, I know you do the yeah man, but he kind of swagger jacket there a little bit. I hope he cleared that with you first.
And I don't think he was trying to go, he wasn't trying to twist the yeah man. He know what that is. but I do think that it's cool. It was pretty cute.
Cute. Oh, I like that. Okay, I like that description. Hey, did he miss the Usher tutorial on not touching dairy before he performs?
Man, you know what? We all have those, you know, things that happen that we really hate.
Uh-huh.
You know, rather it's falling on stage or having those moments. But you know what's cool? That makes you human.
You know, you talked about how online has become so prevalent, and that's a perfect example, because that maybe happened to you, Usher. I'm not sure. Maybe it happened to you earlier on in your career, but the difference between then and now, there wasn't 20,000 people in the crowd all with cameras waiting to hit a button and upload it to YouTube, right?
Yeah, that's the craziest thing ever. You know, it's weird, really. Actually, it's like, did you come to the show to film it, or did you come to, I mean, we got a lot of photographers out there.
Yeah.
Talk about ambition and mentoring. No, but I wish we could get back into the day where people really did enjoy it live, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that they do, but put those cameras down and enjoy the show.
Hey, again, his seventh studio album, Looking For Myself, is in stores right now. And, of course, looking forward to seeing him coach and mentor next season on The Voice. Usher,
yeah,
thank
man.
You so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
No doubt about it, man.